Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm thrilled to bring back Irina Dovganinsky, the visionary owner and CEO of With Simplicity. What started out as a kitchen experiment has blossomed into a full-scale natural beauty enterprise and now an expanded experience with the Skin Spa in Harrisonburg. Irina's commitment to clean, toxin-free, plant-based skincare and cosmetics has garnered a loyal following. Her dedication to holistic beauty and wellness has only deepened as she now offers customized skincare treatments that reflect her philosophy of natural, uncompromised beauty. Irina, it's great to have you back today, this time on video. I can't wait to dive into all the exciting updates. Welcome back to the show, Irina. It's great to have you on today.
Thanks, Dawn. This is a pleasure to be back and just to even see how far you've come. We've grown. So let's catch up, I guess, today.
I know. I'm so excited about that. The last time you were on, that's when we were just audio only.
Yeah.
And that time we focused on all your skincare and cosmetic products that you have to offer here in downtown Harrisonburg. And now you have gone on to get a master's and in aesthetics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this beautiful skin spa that we're sitting in right now.
Yep.
This is incredible, and it's been exciting to see you grow.
Oh, thank you so much. So, a lot of hard work. Busy years.
I see that, and I'm excited to share that with you laughers. And I love going to spas. I don't know how you feel about that, and I imagine a lot of you do, and that's why you're listening to this episode.
And if you don't, you haven't been here yet.
Yeah, and you do service both men and women?
Correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me first about more about this addition and what inspired you to incorporate that in terms of your beauty enterprise.
Mm-hmm. So when we started with products, I feel like we have like such a beautiful products that are nourishing to the skin. And I'm not getting any younger. So I started learning more about like aging gracefully. And one of the things that I kept on popping up and me researching more is just like how to work with our muscles of the face, lymph and fascia, and how all of like our skin like reflects our internal being. And I wanted to like incorporate a little bit more of like muscle work and different things that could accommodate like with our products and make you age gracefully. My philosophy is never to change the way you look, and I think aging is beautiful, but we all want to age gracefully and take care of ourselves. So like I'm not here to change you, but I want to help people. And I'm like, okay, like, so for about 2 years we kept on putting on social media and did a couple interviews of estheticians. But we couldn't find somebody who would align with our values and would want to do the type of work that aligns with us and our products and our mission. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go to a couple of schools. I found a school that I really liked. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get my basics, like just so I could do these massages and like incorporate it, you know, dove into that.
Yeah.
Ended up staying for master's, ended up opening a school. You know how it is. You just get sucked in. And when you're learning something you love, it's like, oh, like, I just want to know more.
Yeah.
So I just decided to go ahead and go to school myself. And then my sister-in-law, Victoria, decided to join me. So that was like fun to do it together.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm very intrigued by what you mentioned about in terms of working with the muscles in the face.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in terms of services, or can you explain more about that?
So we all hold tension in our face, either you know it or not. Like our chewing muscles, like the masseters right here, they are the hardest working muscles in our face and responsible for how we look and our jawline and TMJ and tension and even like headaches. So working with like entire face and working those muscles and relaxing them naturally and being able to upkeep, besides give you like a good feeling when you like relax and tension is, you know, goes away, your headaches goes away, but like your wrinkles soften. Then also collagen elastin, like that helps with that. So just kind of a full circle of all of it for relaxing, aging, and helping you.
So this is more facial massage,
yeah,
versus giving facial exercises, or maybe correct, both.
I mean, if you do facials exercises, that just like helps prolong the results, and just it's good for you because it's kind of like going to the gym. I mean, muscles are muscles, right? Like if you go to a gym once a year, great, good for you. Like you might feel sore next day, you know? But in, with muscles, it's like repetitive. So like if you come and get a facial, we'll give you some things you could do at home depending on what your issues or concerns are. And then if you upkeep like literally like a couple minutes a day, that will just help you age gracefully, but also prolong the results.
I have a feeling a lot of celebrities are doing this.
Well, the thing is, so I don't know if you heard of buccal massage.
No.
So that's the reason I really wanted to go to school for.
Really?
So before, like right after high school, I used, yeah, to be a dental assistant for 3 years.
I didn't
so
know like, that.
I know. I'm full of surprises here with all my careers, you know, and things I've done in my life. But, and then when I was researching, I kept on seeing like a lot of celebrities. Also, yeah, in like New York, LA, you could find it. Europe, it's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. So it is a buccal massage where you get a full head and shoulder massage, but then I do put gloves on and I put my hands in and I work your muscles, like your chewing muscles, your buccal fat here from, wow, the inside. And it is super relaxing. It feels really good. I know people kind of like freak out.
You're like, it kind of sounds a little like,
it feels amazing. It feels really, really good, but it kind of helps with a full face lift and just getting rid of all the tension there. So that's kind of my specialty.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about the buccal massage. This is the first time, honestly, that I've ever heard of it.
We're going to bring it and let people of the valley know what it is.
I love that. Yeah, I think people have never heard of it. Hear fingers in my mouth and probably associate that a lot with dentists, which yeah,
it's a lot more relaxing.
Yeah, I hope so.
This is what you would have done before and after the dentist.
Yeah, that would be really great. You've really come a long way since the kitchen boutique.
I know. Oh my, yes. It'll be 10 years in January.
Really?
Yeah, a decade in the making.
Oh my gosh. And you really got into it out of personal interest.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. And then people were asking you to make products for them. And that's really how the journey started.
My type A personality helped.
I can relate. But when you look back now over these 10 years, what moments made you realize you wanted to take it to the next level?
I don't think there's a moment. It was just more like when I just started, I would do like our 1 year plan, our 5 year goal. And then like after COVID, like it all went to poof. And after I just stopped planning, like we plan a year ahead. Like I have dreams, I have visions, but like realistically, like this is what I want done this year. And then things just started like almost like falling on my lap. Like I didn't intend like the spa space. I was just going to be like all of these opportunities almost just decided like to fall on my lap. So I feel like when I was like maybe open to receiving things and we know that we're doing our thing and opportunity come up, I'm like, great, let's see where it takes us.
Yeah.
So and so it wasn't like, you know, a specific thing. I just did year by year. We had seen growth, and let's see what we could do. And who knows? World domination.
I love the lesson in that, though, to be open and just take the next step. I feel like that's a big part of my own journey, too, is just take the next step. And then you complete that step or you move forward in that direction and then you take the next step. Yeah. Yeah, being open is something that I'm learning can really help with abundance mindset.
I agree. Yeah. I really do. Because like I said, if you told me like 10 years ago, this is where I'll be like, ha, you funny. Like, I hate school. Now I own a school. Like, school was not my like favorite thing. Yeah. Chemistry was probably my worst subject in high school. But now I'm teaching chemistry. What? Like, who am I?
I feel that mine was physics, and closest I'm going to get to that is telling jokes about it.
There you go.
Well, you got some good content.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got some good content, but we're here to talk about the skin spa. So from your spa experiences, how does this complement your product line?
So we're able to use our products. And I know our products are full of nourishment and vitamins for the skin. So just incorporating that with your internal work and the tendon, muscles, lymph, fascia, it's just like a full circle and full package, if you will. Mm. I'm one of those people when I go to get like my nails done, like I bring my products because things like break me out, or they might be using things that I don't necessarily want on my skin. I worked like too hard for my microbiome of the skin for them to mess it up. So I'm that annoying person who brings my stuff with me if I wanted to go and get things and services done. So like it's kind of like nice to be able to get it done. I kind of did it selfishly for myself so I could get services too.
Build what you want, right?
There you go.
Create what makes you happy.
Yep. So I could get facials now.
How often do you recommend, ideally, mm-hmm. for people to get buccal massages or the services that you offer here? Is there some kind of recommendation?
Ideally, every month, because our skin renews every 28 days. Is your good, healthy skin. As we age, it does slow down. So whatever I work on you in 28 days, it'll be completely different skin cells. Mm-hmm. So if you could keep up every month and get it done and get your exfoliation, get your muscle work done, that's ideal.
Okay. And you don't do this by yourself. I imagine you have help.
I have amazing two estheticians, Victoria, who's my sister-in-law, and then Emily. Okay. So we're all three master estheticians. We're all three instructors, and they are awesome.
That's amazing. And your products are housed in here in the spa, because you are across the street, I believe, but that's...
So we still have our upstairs. That's where like production and shipping happens. It's just the storefront moved up here and then added the spa and school.
Okay. Because where you were across the street is now... What is it?
It's a bakery. So it's Sweet and Tasty Bakery right across the street. So they're in there.
That's right. And mm-hmm. I love the look of it. And then you transferred that look over here with the black exterior, painted exterior.
Yep.
It's very bougie, Laughers.
I like that word.
Very bougie.
I'll take it.
Yes. And so this custom facial and the buccal massage, we talked about the buccal massage. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the signature custom facial?
So I wanted to make sure when you come in, like, we don't have a cookie cutter facials like protocols. If you kind of learn in school or spas, they have protocol for this facial. We wanted to for you to come in and for us to assess what are your concerns, what are your conditions, like what does your skin need like at the moment. So our custom one is when you come in, nothing's off limits. Whatever your skin needs, we'll assess, talk to you, and we'll give you the best facial you ever had.
I love the confidence, Laughers. It's true. I have had a facial when you were in school.
Yeah.
As one of your guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. And it was delightful, if I may just say.
No, I'm glad. And you need to come back. You need, like, that was like me learning. So you need to come back.
I do. So I wanted to ask you some more questions about this signature facial since I need to come back, right?
You do.
And you were saying, and you would say, hey, what are your needs? Speaking of aging gracefully, I would be concerned or want to talk about, you know, some aging lines around the mouth and around the eyes. What would you say I needed to do?
So we would start with obviously giving you a cleanse. So I'll cleanse you and get rid of any dead skin that I could do with just my tools and the products. We'll hop into extensive massage, and I'll take a before and after to show you like how I could like soften your wrinkles and like soften the skin. And then with your skin, if you're well hydrated, we'll be able to do like a glycolic mask, which will help with the fine lines, but it also will help with some of the pigmentation if you have any.
A little bit, not a ton, thankfully. But
so yes, we'll be able to kind of do that too. So it's chemical exfoliation, kind of go a little bit deeper. And see if there's anything else you might need, but It'd be a great before and after.
I'm going to have to talk about more about this after the show for sure.
I know.
Your approach emphasizes a holistic, personalized skincare journey. How do you and your team, you talked a little bit more about, or you talked about specializing and meeting people's needs. Does it look different if you're younger? How do you customize? How do you go about the customizing? Is there an assessment? Yes.
No, there's an assessment. So like you have a fill out a form, obviously, before you come in. And then when you're on table, we see like, you know, if you have fine lines, you have pigmentation, do you have acne? Do you just have a dehydrated skin? Have you been on the sun a lot? So we kind of assess, and then we have the products and things that we're able to do depending on your condition of the skin at the moment. So no, it's not cookie cutter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So we just have to first test your skin and see where we're at.
And see what's happening. Mm-hmm. I love that. What do you think are the most common problems that you see? Dehydration.
So
that's interesting.
And people sometimes think that it's like, oh, I drink plenty of water. I'm like, well, that's not what you're going to how you're going to hydrate your skin. That definitely helps. But if you think of a glass of water and you're drinking that glass of water, it goes all to your major organs. And then like your skin might get a little drop. Mm-hmm. It is getting your products and using humectants like hyaluronic acid, using glycerin, and humectants are ingredients that take moisture from the skin or from the environment and plump your skin. So if you think of your skin like a raisin, and you put it in the water and it kind of plumps up.
Yes.
So that's what humectants do. So you want products that will hydrate. And then obviously if your skin is super dehydrated, I can do certain products and some of the professional grade products that we use because your skin has to be hydrated first before I could do something a little deeper.
What are some of your favorite products for that, for the moisturization?
So Blue Dew is amazing. Well, that's from moisturize. So moisturizing and hydrating is two different things.
Okay.
Moisturizing is
something. I'm glad I asked.
Right? So moisturizing is something you use like occlusive, like oils, butters, like our Blue Dew is like amazing. And then like if you wanted to add something like hydration, you could use like our setting spray. We're actually going to be renaming it because it's such an awesome product and people think that it's only to set makeup, but it's actually the humectants in it that do the plump up your skin. We also have a awesome matcha mask that has hyaluronic acid. So those are the products that you want to use to hydrate your skin. And then like my favorite thing to do is do a tiny bit of Blue Dew and a couple spritz of the spray. And it kind of mix it together because I do have like a normal to oily skin. And then applying that's like, oh.
Would you say that's a fan favorite for people? Or couple other fan favorites?
Pro-Age Serum is pretty amazing. It has all of your vitamins, like vitamin A, C, and E in it. So that one is just a good nourishing product for you to use every day as well.
Remind me, I'm sure if I went back and listened to the whole first episode, it may have this answer in it, but can you remind me from start of making a product to finish how long typically it takes to make a product?
Oh my goodness. So when I started and did everything, like I formulate their products. Mm-hmm. So when I did it all by myself, it was a lot quicker because I could get it quick, make it done. We could put it in production. Now that we have grown and we're actually launching some 5 new products this beginning of the year. So, and those products are a little bit more complicated in the way it's preserved. And it took us almost 2 years and they're finally in the testing. So we're just
now, that's exciting.
I'm hoping by December the tests will come back and we could get them into the world. So lately it's been taking a long time. So almost 2 years for the 5 products that are coming out.
But it'll be worth it, it sounds like.
Oh, they're beautiful products. I cannot wait for them to be in the world.
Are they, I can't wait for it either. Are they cosmetic and skincare?
They're skincare.
They're all skincare. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah. And I said, like, those products, I just can't talk, like, more about it. Like, they're amazing. I've been using them. So I'm the guinea pig. But now they're actually in the lab getting tested.
What's the most challenging part? It's been 2 years.
So because the way our mission is and we are non-toxic and we try to bring like good products, we try to have clean ingredients and not putting things that will disturb your immune system. preservation has been the hardest. So we've been working with multiple chemists on how to preserve, because there are natural preservatives, but they're not like fully, they need to be like boosted, because they might like prevent the product from like molding, but not like from fungi, like in different things. So just like figure out the formula to preserve them, make them self-stable.
There we go.
And so that was probably the most difficult. And then like going into testing and like figuring out to like make sure that's what it is.
And when you test it, do you have to send it off somewhere?
Okay. So right now we work with labs. So like we work with multiple different formulators, and we send them like what we want and our like original, I guess, vision for the product. Mm-hmm. And then we work together formulating, and then we have a completely different lab that tests all of it. So it's like third party tested.
It's a bit of a collaboration then.
Oh, it's a lot of work. And that's why it takes so long, because there's so many people that are involved in like developing.
And then you have to worry about labeling and making sure all the ingredients are on there.
So we have to like, for instance, packaging, we had to like wait until like we confirm all of it, make sure there's formula won't change, we won't add anything or the amounts of it. And so, yeah, it's just like a long journey. That's why I'm like, I can't wait. We told everybody they're going to launch in May, but
flexibility is our
things
friend.
Things happen.
Yes.
But they're going to be, like I said, I'm probably the most proud of these products that are coming out.
I can tell.
I'm super excited.
She's super geeked. Can't you tell?
I am.
And you have already the names, I guess. So you would have
some
to.
Of it, but you guys are going to have to wait. I'm not going to give it away.
Oh. You're going to have to keep following with simplicity,
Laughers,
to figure out what's what.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emphasis on your natural ingredients. You also focus on transparency. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us your commitment to ingredient transparency?
Yes.
And what does that look like practically? So what are we looking for when we're buying your products to know you're being transparent?
Yeah. So if you go to like the any stores and you see, say, the word fragrance, that covers about 3,000 ingredients.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's like a trade secret, like natural flavors. It's like same thing. It's a trade secret, and you could put whatever the heck you please to that. And usually it's not something you want on your body. And then for us, we don't do that, and we don't use those ingredients. And all of our ingredients are listed on a label. And then if you want to go further and see how they're sourced or practices around that ingredient, you go to our glossary or click on it. And then we have all the lists, how it's like sourced and practices of like farming or mining, like micas, which is the colorant. A lot of farms use like child labor across the sea. So for us, we use all the micas that don't include or don't practice in their fair trade.
Okay. What is the average number of ingredients in your products?
Oh, that varies.
Okay.
Probably around like a dozen.
Okay.
But it's every ingredient kind of varies. Or every product with ingredients varies.
Some will have more, some will have less.
Like makeup will have a little bit more, because we have to do different powders and colorants. And then for the products, like depending what we wanted to do and how ingredients interact with each other. So it really does vary. But like around a dozen-ish.
Okay. So that is a lot less than what we typically see in the markets usually.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we try to make sure the product does what we wanted to do, and it's a great product, but also trying to make sure it doesn't have anything additives or things that will just dilute the product.
Where do you find the natural organic products to make what you're, or ingredients to make what you're making?
There's a lot of farms. And I feel like when I started, like in 2015, I was having a little bit of a hard time finding like good sourcing for like individual ingredients. Mm-hmm. But now we've come like in a decade later so far, it's actually pretty simple to find. And
really?
There's different farms and different...
Just Google?
Yep. And then there's different importers. We have like partners that we like to work with, and importers that like bring things in the country. So... that we trust. So, but it's gotten a lot easier nowadays.
I'm sure you appreciate that.
Yes. And I think consumers are like smart, you know,
think so too, honestly.
So the industry has evolved a lot over 10 years.
Yeah. I think when in this information age, we seek to find the best.
Yeah.
outcomes for ourselves, or we at least try.
We try.
We mm-hmm. try. We try. Do we need to take a minute?
Nope, you're good. That's the front girl, so she'll be up front.
Yeah. Laughers, if you see us looking around here and there, she is a busy business, and there is a class getting ready to start here shortly. So if you're like, what are they doing? That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. Now, your background includes a master's degree in aesthetics. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean for somebody who may not know?
So in the state of Virginia, there's two. So you could be a basic esthetician, which just kind of does your basic and certain treatments you can and cannot do. And then there's a master, which is your the higher level that I could do pretty much anything. That's, you know, the next one is like being like RN and doctor, but a master esthetician. And that's the highest level of aesthetics in the state of Virginia.
Okay. That how long did that take?
Oh, for me, like the whole thing, like a little under 2 years. So it's not crazy long.
Ah, and you were working and running the business and going to school at the same time. That must have been exhausting.
Oh, yeah, it was. But I'm glad it's over and I'm glad I did it. I would do it again.
You would?
I would. Like, I really enjoyed it, actually.
Okay. Did you have a big party when you graduated?
We did. I feel like I did some travel around there for like to celebrate, but I don't remember what it was. I remember we did something. I have too much in my head.
Well, let's get into that. Mm-hmm. How has this advanced training influenced the services you now offer? Because you're focusing on the customized skincare mm-hmm. and the buckle. Did they teach you more than that? And then you kind of decided to focus on those two areas.
So when you like go and learn like organic science and formulations, like to formulate the product, like you mm-hmm. learn about the skin and you learn like the depths. But like when I went to the aesthetic school, I learned like, just like a different side of it, like mm-hmm. of our body and our skin. I feel like it's like complements and like mm-hmm. it's amazing like to know like both ends. And it just like kind of added more to my knowledge and different things about our skin and our body overall. Buckle, I actually did like, I just finished my third certification I had to do separately. That's not part of the curriculum. It's something on my own that I had to find and like figure out and learn. And it kind of complements all of it together. But
When did you first experience Buckle for yourself?
So I've seen it a lot and I've done it a lot just like to try it on myself. But mm-hmm. my first Buckle facial that I had was a little over like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And actually there's a lady in DC that I went to see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that is what I want to do.
Really?
I enjoyed it.
Well, was that a recon mission? You were trying to see, oh, do I want to have this as a part of my...
No, I was already studying. Okay. When I was like, and I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I just knew all the benefits. I tried to do some of it on myself and okay. like just not knowing like holistic ways of our body and how our skin and our organs and everything works. I'm like, I know I want to do this. And then like, it is so hard to find somebody like around this area who does it. I did find a lady, I think she's Italian in DC who does that. Mm-hmm. But then next one is like New York, LA. So I went and like, okay, like, before I offer it and continue more with separate training for Buckle, I wanted to like feel how it feels from somebody else. And I went up to there, got to chat with her, got to know her, and so did the Buckle.
Okay. Yeah, you were in the client seat.
Mm-hmm.
So you
the best seat. Just saying.
I agree with that. I love that. Can you give some skincare advice for listeners who want to start a natural beauty routine at home?
So you want to make sure you cleanse your face and like, please do not go to sleep without washing your face or taking off makeup. Like, I still hear that. I'm like, guys, like, who are we? Like, any progress here? So wash your face. You want to make sure you tone your face. And people don't know what toner is for. And like, if you use a cleanser that is soap based, it's usually mm-hmm. a little bit more alkaline, which will be in like pH like 7-8. Mm-hmm. Our skin is pH 4.5 to 5.5. Water, like tap water, for example, is neutral, which is 7. So our skin is a little bit acidic. Mm-hmm. So when you even use water in like a soap-based cleanser, it's going to strip that acidic barrier. So by using a toner, our toners are pH 5. You put that acidity back, and then it helps with like anything environmental, any bacteria, and any product that you put on absorb better. Mm-hmm. So please don't skip your toner. And that's what a toner is. It's not just to tone your skin, you know. It's to level your pH. And then you want to use a moisturizer that is correct for your skin. So make sure you're moisturizing and hydrating your skin.
Have you seen huge differences between people and before and after using products that just made you go, wow?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, even when you're on a laying on a table and like I hydrate, I mean, you have about an hour with me. If you want to be bougie, and it could be 2 hours on the table with me. So like you will be able to like hydrate, moisturize, move some lymph and move the fluids from your face. Like you will see a huge difference just from that little bit.
In the first session.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, you are amazing.
Thanks.
What are some must have products and practices? So here in some of the practices, wash your face, do the toner. Mm-hmm. Are there any other must practices?
And moisturize.
And moisturize.
Like, I don't want to overcomplicate it because, you know, if you have a 12-step routine, you probably won't do it. Or a typical person won't do it. Irina might do it. But we're all busy.
Yeah.
So like if you could like have a good routine where you do this, and then like if you want to add a little bit more, some serums, that's obviously a little bit extra and it is beneficial and great for the skin. But like, let me get you washing, moisturizing and like toning.
The three
like,
basics.
Let's get that going first. Like if you get this, like, and make sure like whatever you use, it doesn't strip. That is not harsh. And it's like still works with your microbiome of the skin, that it's not like stripping completely everything. So because our skin and our bodies are so smart.
They are so smart.
They are.
I love how the body is so adaptable. Mm-hmm. You know,
it just unfortunately, like with all of like our pollution and environment and the foods we eat. So like if we lived in a perfect bubble where we didn't have pollution, we ate like organically grown in the beautiful soil, produce and veggies.
And the environment was completely healthy.
And the environment
healthy.
Was clean. Like we don't need none of it. Like our skin is smart. Like it'll soapify our excess oil to cleanse. It produces sebum like to moisturize us. So like we won't need all of it. Unfortunately, we don't live in that bubble. So we need a little extra help.
I got you. So to repeat, that's cleanser, moisturizer, toner.
Yeah, you want to. So it's cleanser, toner, moisturizer. And I think I flipped it last time. That's why you copied me.
Yes. Thanks for keeping us straight. Appreciate that.
Hey, that's what your esthetician is here for, right?
Okay, so you recently added sugaring services.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Tell us more about that.
So sugaring is something I've been getting myself, and the first time I've gotten it done was like way over 15 years ago, but I would have to go to a spa in Ohio that offered, and my family lives in Ohio, so anytime we traveled there, like I would get sugared. And sugaring is hair removal, but it's not wax. It uses water, sugar, and lemon.
Okay.
And it's like a paste, so it's a lot more gentler. You do it differently than like waxing. So like you apply it opposite of the wax. So with the wax, you apply the wax with the hair growth and you pull it opposite. So a lot of times the hair will break like at the shaft, like at the skin, if it's like a damaged hair or just not strong enough hair. So it grows back a lot quicker. And with the sugaring, you apply it opposite and you pull it with. So it's like a little bit different. It's a lot more gentler on like your skin.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it less abrasive?
Oh, absolutely. But you have like a beautiful result and it could pick up more finer hairs than wax would too. So that's one thing. I've also actually been asking like other spas here locally. I'm like, can you guys bring sugaring? Like I want to get sugared and nobody's doing it. Then like, no, it is a pain in the butt like to learn. But once you get the technique, it's pretty easy. But it is a little bit more technical, if you will.
Okay. And what areas do you get sugared?
All.
This is PG-13.
Yeah. So, hey, you want the hair grows?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
For men and women.
For men, we don't do it down manzillion, they're called.
Okay.
So we skip that part. We'll let somebody else take care of it. But we'll do like their chest and their back if they wanted to. But for the ladies, yes, we do all for the ladies.
All the things, laughers. Mm-hmm. You heard it here.
You heard it here first.
You also provide teen facials. Tell us more about that.
So sometimes like teenagers, like a little more awkward and they don't know and they're like, not intimidated, but a little bit. So we do get them in here. We teach them a little bit, like how to take care of it and home care. Mm-hmm. And we also provide like a service for whatever, if they're like struggling with acne or if it's just like before. We've had like even 10-year-olds come with their mom Aww. For their birthdays, and that's like super cute. And just like establishing routine, like kids do not need all of the crazy steps. Like they could use water, a little bit of jojoba oil or something that their mom has, but it's just like creating that like routine and something that they get used to doing. It will help them a lot when they get into like acne and issues with that they already have the routine that they're used to doing. So it's just like creating that like special moment for them and a routine that they could do, but they really don't need as much as we do.
No. And I do think that is adorable that the 10-year-olds are coming in with their mom. Very cute moms.
It is really cute. And we do have a room where we could do couples. So like they could be like laying together, getting facials. You and Chris should come and get one. So
I think we should do that for the comedic value, because I'd love to see how he responds to that.
I know. He's going to be snoring, I promise.
Did you hear that, Chris?
No, it is really nice. We do actually get quite a bit of males who do come. And I'm like, good for you. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, take care of yourself.
Do you get a lot of couples?
We get some couples, not like a lot of couples like together, but here and there we'll get them, but they definitely come separately.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. That's really great. And then the sustainability and community involvement is really important to you. Mm-hmm. What sustainable practices does With Simplicity follow, and in what ways do you give back to the community?
So one of the things that we do is like we recycle like our containers. That's like one of the simplest little things you could do. Plastics, we ship to TerraCycle, and then they turn this plastic into like playgrounds or whatever. Not, we don't actually reuse the containers you bring us. We just recycle them properly. So we actually pay TerraCycle to recycle our containers and turn it into whatever else they want to turn it into. And then glass containers, you bring them in and we recycle them locally. And you actually get points for it. So like we have reward system. So nice. For when you bring those containers back, we give you like a little bit of points back on your account. Just to kind of help and make sure our containers are not in the landfill, you know, rotting away for years. So we want to take care of it for you. And then community aspect, we just try to like, you know, that local businesses are the heart of the community. So all of your, you know, high school little plays and whatever not, we try to accommodate and donate to auctions. We do work with New Creation.
Good.
Yeah, and then Village to Village, that's something we've started working with recently, and we were able to go on missionary trip with them this year. So just giving back to our local community and charities around here.
Now, the laughers that are from the Harrisonburg area will know what New Creations is. But we do have listeners from around the world who will not be familiar with that. So can you share with the laughers what New Creations is?
So New Creation is an organization that works to counteract sex trafficking worldwide, but also locally. And that's something that was really new to me when I sat down and talked to Sabrina. Like, you think that it's happening somewhere else.
And not here.
You don't think that it's happening here locally. And just like hearing the stories, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I live here, my daughter is here, like you don't think that things happen locally. So actually our brand is certified on the watch, which is like where you go through our training to be able to identify sex trafficking. That's it's something, I mean, we work, it's all ladies here, and we want to make sure we're aware of and we're educated on it.
See something, say something. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you have a chance to look up New Creations, definitely do that.
They're amazing.
They are amazing. Mm-hmm. And they have a shop where you can buy products, which helps their mission and support and what they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's incredible. But we're here to talk about what you guys are doing. Now, you mentioned they get points, laughers get points when they participate, get products and that type of thing. Does that mean they get discounts after they get so many points?
Yep. That's exactly what it is. You get some discounts and you get some dollars too for your next purchase. You can save up your points
and buy those moisturizers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how I like to talk about when we release this, it's going to be moving into the holiday shopping mm-hmm. season. So I'm wondering, do you have any holiday specials that you would like to share with the laughers?
We're going to have actually pre-Black Friday sale that's going to be launching here in a couple of days. Okay. Please subscribe to our emails so you're the first one to know, and also social media. This is year. I'm not going to tell what we're doing because Mary will kick my butt. But
that's our marketing person.
That is my marketing person. But it's going to be the biggest one we've done yet.
Oh, wow.
So, but by the time it airs,
it'll probably be mid-November. So I don't
know. Yeah. So it's you guys going to get 30% this year. And that's a very, very generous, like we haven't done that. That's a lot for us to do. Yeah, so this is the best one yet. But we have grown, and we couldn't have done it without like our customers. They're so awesome. So we just this year really wanted to give back and thank them.
Yeah, and laughers, because they are all over the world. Do you ship? I know you ship throughout the U.S., right?
So we do U.S. and Canada.
U.S. and Canada, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So you don't have to live in Harrisonburg to purchase these beautiful products online.
Yeah.
And is there someone that they can talk to if they're not sure
The
products to buy? Is there a way for them to do that? Can you talk about that?
So if you go on our website with simplicitybeauty.com, you'll see all the descriptions, and it's actually really good in the pictures. But if you're still
really
not
good.
Sure, there's a chat button, and you could chat, and one of our associates, and a lot of times you'll talk to Mary, will help you.
Okay. So is that during certain hours of the day?
Yeah, so 10 to 6.
So when you're open, they can do the chat button, and then they can get their questions answered.
Absolutely. We do have a phone number they could call, but chat button is probably the best one to reach.
Okay. That's a nice feature. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got to learn more business from Irene over here.
Oh, gosh.
What are some upcoming projects? You mentioned the 5 new products coming. Yeah. You in the new year, you have the Black Friday special, best one ever.
Okay.
Is there other things that we haven't talked about that you want to share?
I think that's kind of like the main of
the
it.
Main of it.
Okay. We've been working it, like I said, on those products for 2 years, so I just need to get them out to you people.
Give me a break, Dawn.
I need a break after all of this. After the 5 products launch, Irina's going to take a break.
Okay, what do you see happening in the future for the next year? What's your next year goal, since you kind of do it year by year?
Like I've said, I wait for things to land on my lap.
Okay.
And we have something that's landed, but it's not committed yet. So
can't
it's
talk
still,
about it.
Yeah, that's when you say sign NBAs and all, and NDAs. So
non-disclosure agreement.
So
that may not know.
I don't know if it's going to go through. We have things going, but I'm taking it year by year.
Okay.
Like right now, I'm just focusing on our holiday and the 5 products. And then January, we'll celebrate 10 years.
That's amazing.
Super excited. Like a decade of this. Like what? That's I committed crazy. To something for this long? Besides my husband and my children.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
we're still
good.
Here and we're growing.
Yeah.
We have our school. So we actually have our basics classes, and we're enrolling for our master's program. So we will be offering both master's and basic program here. So if you're interested and you're local and you want to become an esthetician, come see us. We have in February master's class starting.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. great. So that is an extension of services.
Yeah.
You did kind of talk about the school a little bit mm-hmm. throughout the interview. You started with the skincare and cosmetics, and mm-hmm. then you're offering services because you went through school where you can get the facials and the mm-hmm. buckle. And now you are teaching people mm-hmm. to also become
aesthetics. I mean, like, why not? Like, share it. The more the merrier. I can't see the whole Harrisonburg in my room. Gotta have those good Estes going out in the world.
Is that the nickname, Estes?
Estes.
Oh, I learned something else today.
There you go. It's an Esty.
Esty. So if you want to become an Esty, you can look up With Simplicity and become an Esty too.
So it's WS School of Aesthetics on social media and then on website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So through the withsimplicitybeauty.com, you can find information also about the school.
Absolutely.
This has been so amazing.
Thanks, Dawn.
I love this so much. So now if the laughers want to find out more and get in touch with you, we know what the website is. That's withsimplicitybeauty.com. Mm-hmm. What is the social media handles? So
With Simplicity Beauty. Mm-hmm. And then we also have withsimplicity_spa and then WS School of Aesthetics. Those are the three that you could look up. And if you Google it, they all come up as well.
I love it. Oh, and before we wrap up here, I did want to say, are you going to have some kind of big party in January with your 10th, or have you decided yet?
We're working on it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We have ideas and things we want to do.
Okay.
But it kind of depends on a few other things that we're working on, what's going to happen. We have a toss-up of two things, so we're trying to figure out what's going to happen in January. But we always party here. Of course it's going to be some kind of party. It'll be a big one.
And you know how they can find out, too, is if they follow you on social media, right?
That is exactly
and
right.
And sign up for the newsletter, because I imagine it would be in there.
If you have newsletter, then you're going to be informed before anybody else. That's like our first go-to.
Yeah, I find that's the best way to stay in touch for people that follow us, too. It's just a hit and miss with social media. It's fun.
Yeah.
But if you want to make sure you don't miss the information and what's coming up, that's the best way.
You click and you got everything you need.
Yeah. And you can skim in. If it's not what you need, you just delete it and move on. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. This has been so exciting. Thank you so much for joining me today, Irina. This has been a pleasure talking about all things with simplicity. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dawn. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Look at this. We're just growing, evolving.
I know.
It's crazy, this journey.
It is.
But you can go ahead.
We would never change it for anything else, right? I think it's our personalities.
True. Even with the downs, you know, you just, the passion and it keeps you going. And
absolutely.
I have found so much learning out of the downs, too.
Oh, absolutely. You always learn something and take away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's a lesson to us all, laughers. It's okay. Life is full of up and downs, and the downs are okay, too. This, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
This, too. So laughers, to get more information again about all they have to offer, please visit their website, withsimplicitybeauty.com. And thank you again for spending time with us today. If you enjoyed what you listened to and what you learned and you had fun with us, give this podcast a like, share, tell a friend. It's available on all the platforms that you listen to, and as well as on YouTube now with the video version. And you can Google it, and also please to visit the Funny Womax YouTube channel, where we house the podcast also, and give it a like and help us with our first goal to reach 500 subscribers. You'll get the podcast, other funny content. We're starting to add more stand-up clips because my husband is a comedian also, and it's a lot of fun. And we'd like to expand our comedy family and comedy fans, and love that you would be a part of it. So with that, I would say, and lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomax.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.